أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قل من يرزقكم من السماء والأرض أم من يملك السمع والأبصار ومن يخرج الحي من الميت ويخرج الميت من الحي ومن يدبر الأمر فسيقولون الله فقل أفلا تتقون. فذلكم الله ربكم الحق فماذا بعد الحق إلا الضلال فأنا تصرفون. صدق الله العظيم. These are ayat number 31 and 32 of Surah Yunus. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala commands our Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to ask the mushrikun, the polytheists, the Quraysh of Makkah, few questions. One is, قُلْ say, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in other words, ask, مَنْ يَرْزُقُكُمْ مِنَ السَّمَاءِ وَالْأَرْضِ, who is that being that sustains you from the sky and the earth? Here Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala makes reference to the sustenance from the sky, which will refer obviously to the very essence of everything, and that is water, the rain that Allah ta'ala sends from above. Secondly, we have the sun that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala gives us its light, not only the heat and the light, but the other energies that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has produced from it for produce, for vegetation, etc. Wal ardi, and from the earth, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us all the various types of sustenance. So that is the first question. Ask them, who is this being that has utilized everything around you? Allah ta'ala has made everything subservient for your needs, and Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has seen to your sustenance, O insan. Who is this being? Number two, أَمَّنْ يَمْلِكُ السَّمْعَ وَالْأَبْصَارِ, and who is this being who is the owner of the hearing and the sight? When we think about it, the strength of hearing, the power of hearing, the ability to hear, how did Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala create these ears that we can hear different types of sounds, different types of voices from different distances? Who is that person that has ownership over it? In other words, who has created it? Who has power over it? If Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala switches off those ears, then who is going to put it on once again? You will have to use devices, apparatus, etc. And then Allah ta'ala also asks, wal abasar, who is that being that is the owner of the eyesight, the vision that a person has? We see, who gives us that sight? How does Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala do it? Go through the different aspects of it and see the delicate eye that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala created. So this is the second question that Allah ta'ala has commanded Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to ask the Quraysh. Perhaps at this time we just ponder about the fact, do we ask ourselves these questions? Do we answer these questions? And does it bring about that spirit of iman within our hearts? وَمَنْ يُخْرِجُ الْحَيَّ مِنَ الْمَيِّتِ, and who is that being that extracts a live thing from something that is dead? And the examples that we have always had in front of us, that from an egg, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala brings out a chicken. From the semen of man, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala brings out a child. Are those not those great kudrats and power of Allah Rabbul Izzat? And the opposite, وَيُخْرِجُ الْمَيِّتَ مِنَ الْحَيِّ, and who is that being that brings something that is dead out of a thing that is alive, like the egg from the chick, from the hen? That is all the kudrat, the power, the might of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. At this point, some ulama have also asked us to consider the other aspect of life and death. That life generally in the hadith, even in the Quran Sharif, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has referred to it as spiritual life. A person is spiritually alive, and Allah save us all from this. A person is spiritually alive, he has iman, he has yaqeen, and then suddenly he turns away from the deen of Allah. That is also, who is that being that does all of this? And the converse, that person who is spiritually dead, He does not have iman, he has kufr. He may be an atheist, he doesn't believe in Allah. And suddenly he sees something and he accepts iman. He sees nothing and he accepts iman. Who is that being that does all of that? That is Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. وَمَنْ يُدَبِّرُ الْأَمْرِ. And who is the being that plans the affairs of this entire universe? We've spoken about this on many occasions. That look at how everything is in its orbit. The speed of the earth, the brightness of the sun, the heat of the sun. Who has decided all these affairs? Who has planned all these affairs? Now ask them that question, but we're going to ask ourselves also the question. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala says, سَيَقُولُونَ اللَّهِ. They certainly say it is Allah. They believe that Allah ta'ala sends down the rains. They believe that Allah ta'ala is the being that brings out the vegetation. They believe that their sustenance is in the hands of Allah. Hearing, sight, whatever and everything is in the hands of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. But what they did not do was worship Allah and have full iman in Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. فَقُلْ أَفَلَا تَتَّقُونَ. Then ask them the next question, that do you not fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who has all that power, who has all that might? فَذَلِكُمُ اللَّهُ رَبُّكُمُ الْحَقَّ. Now Allah ta'ala responds and Allah ta'ala says that is your Rabb Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, al-haq, who is the ultimate truth. This is the one path that each and every one of us need to traverse, each and every one of us need to travel, and that is to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He is the Rabb, He is the true sustainer, He is the ultimate truth. فَمَاذَا بَعْدَ الْحَقِّ إِلَّا الضَّلَالِ. And then, after the haq, what is left? بَدْ ضَلَالِ, but deviation. In other words, there is just one path. And that path is the path of the truth. And then there is the other path, the path of absolute falsehood. Truth cannot be mixed with falsehood. Falsehood cannot be mixed with truth. Insofar as the aspects of our iman are concerned, the very fundamentals of our deen is concerned. And this is that path that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala invites us, that when we look at all the different phenomena of this earth, then we should be traversing on this path of haqq. Al-fa'anna tusrafoon. Then where have you turned away? In other words, where have you deviated away from the path of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala? May Allah ta'ala give us a tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdihi. Nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.